This Sunday, January 12th, is the feast day of Aelred of Rivaux. Aelred was a 12th century Cistercian monk, the head of the Abbey of Rivaux in Yorkshire, in northeast England. He came from a noble Anglo-Saxon family, not from the Normans, who had conquered England a century earlier and were the ruling upper class, having displaced all the Saxon landowners. Aelred was the son of a priest, a Catholic priest. Think about that for a moment. It was only in the 10th century, 600 years after the Roman Empire embraced Christianity, that the church began to argue that priests should be celibate. And it took another 200 plus years before the idea was widely accepted. So yes, medieval priests had families. At 14, Aelred entered the service of the King of Scotland, David I, again, not the Norman King of England. Over the next 10 years, he rose to become royal steward, master of the king's household, a position of power and wealth. But he wanted something else. His life changed dramatically when a group of reforming Cistercian monks established a monastery on the moors of North Yorkshire. The Cistercians always sought wild, isolated places far from civilization, where they could be alone with God. The rigor of the monk's life inspired Aelred to join them. He left the Scottish court at age 24 to enter the Abbey of Rivaux, named after the River Rye and the Norman French word for valley. I actually spent a week staying near the abbey. It's magnificent, even in its ruin. Aelred later wrote a guide for novices, which vividly describes both the physical hardships and the spiritual rewards of life as a Cistercian monk. Quote, "Our food is scanty, our garments rough, our drink is from the stream, and asleep upon our book. Under our tired limbs, there is a hard mat. When sleep is sweetest, we must rise at a bell's bidding for night prayers. Self-will has no scope. There is no moment for idleness. But everywhere there is peace, everywhere serenity, and a marvelous freedom from the tumult of the world." He was soon elected abbot and proved to be a loving and compassionate leader, beloved by monks and lay brothers alike. Under his administration, the already thriving monastery became a religious, cultural, and economic powerhouse. The community grew to over 600 men. Aelred was abbot, preacher, theologian, and a prolific author. His writings include Saints' Lives, works on both spirituality and theology, and 7 books of history, 3 of them addressed to the Norman Plantagenet King of England, Henry II, advising him how to be a good king. Aelred's greatest work was called Spiritual Friendship. It's still in print today. You can order it online. Influenced by Cicero and St. Augustine, Aelred defines the role of friendship in the search for God. He believes that by loving and being loved by friends, we learn to accept and return God's infinitely greater love. According to Aelred, Christ is the source and inspiration for spiritual friendship. Real friendship always includes a third person, Jesus Christ. The highest level of friendship is based on Christ's new commandment of love. This kind of friendship raises the two friends to union with God through their love for each other. The point of friendship is thus to grow closer to God with and through one's friends. Aelred says that No medicine is more valuable, none more efficacious, none better suited to the cure of all our temporal ills than a friend to whom we may turn for consolation in time of trouble and with whom we may share our happiness in time of joy. Today, several gay-friendly organizations have adopted Ailred as their patron saint, including Integrity USA in the Episcopal Church. Integrity, like its Catholic counterpart, Dignity, worked towards respect and justice for people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. Integrity particularly worked at General Convention to help ensure that holy orders and marriage were open to gays in the church. LGBTQIA Christians continue to find inspiration in Ailred's writings. The Collect for St. Ailred asks God to grant us a spirit of mutual affection so that, following the example of Ailred, we might know the love of Christ in loving one another. Thank you.